What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, get on out of here! Scoot, get the hell out. Sent to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 5th-round pick. Kenny Pickett gone. And I had to say at the beginning of the show, we are one QB closer to Shador Sanders. Yeah! Yeah! We're also one QB closer to Deshaun Watson. John Greco joins us right
yay,
now on the
boo,
fan hotline.
Yay, boo.
That's it's a fun to do. Go get your slide whistle and make it slide down.
Don't
times.
You call Mine's for slide whistles, you bastard, because I got one right there. Hello, John.
Guys, good morning. Happy roster cut day, and we are here. I mean, after a really long preseason, which felt like an eternity, it's exciting to actually talk about week one football. It's on the horizon.
I felt it went pretty quickly. I felt camp went pretty quickly. I mean, hell, you barely saw him. They were out of town for 2 weeks. There wasn't a chance for a grind there. What'd you think of the Kenny Pickett trade?
In a weird way, I was a little surprised. I think the injury kind of maybe nudged them toward that decision, because the three of us have talked, and the folks listening to your show, we've been talking about this for several weeks, and his lack of availability, I think, never really pushed Joe Flacco or forced their hand to try to make a tough decision. And I think at some point, there was the two rookies kind of traded weeks, so of who looked good, who didn't, and we were hitting the panic button on both of them at times, and then it was like, oh, okay, these guys could both be serviceable backups, and we know they're going to get an opportunity at some point this season. So I just think that injury, the hamstring, and how it potentially could linger, forced their hand. They went with Joe, which maybe a lot of people didn't think that was ever going to be a competition or issue or tough decision. But I was a little surprised. So now you're going in with your two rookie draft picks at 2 and 3, and Joe Flacco, 4 years old, 17th or 18th year. I can't even remember what it is now.
18.
And yeah, I mean, that's kind of what everybody expected. But I thought that they would have kept Pickett and gone with 4. I know that's a little bit unconventional and a head scratcher some, but just having some veteran kind of experience and leadership there in the event that they have to make a change from Joe, I thought would have been a little bit easier transition into the rookie debut. But, I feel like, the team obviously feels that they were, ready to move on, and those guys are ready to have an opportunity if and when they're ready to move away from Joe. And let's hope that that comes way late in the season, or, you know, he has the flu, like a Michael Jordan flu game type situation. Let's hope they're not, you know, in the dumps record wise, and then you're forced to go to a rookie, and then we have all these awkward conversations with, you know, the season's off the rails. Let's hope Joe goes in there, looks terrific, looks polished, looks sharp, like we're expecting him to be. And this conversation happens, you know, way, way later in the season.
If Kenny would have been healthy and Kenny played, do you believe that there's a possibility they could have moved off of Joe Flacco, traded him, or traded even one of the two rookies?
I don't know if they would have traded one of the two rookies, but I do. I honestly think that that would have been a conversation and a decision they would have had to have made. And look, we'll never know. None of us will ever truly know. Maybe the players don't even know. I think it's one of those things where this front office, the staff, likes to kind of have everything out on the table and have all options open and available. And it just never happened. We will never know. The injury really kind of, derailed any true quarterback competition. And Joe looked good. I mean, let's be honest. Every time that I was watching, or everything you heard out of training camp, he looked good. He looked polished. He looked prepared and ready. And that's what we've talked about, that the veterans on the team and the guys that are on this team that were, you know, convinced to maybe stay on. And I'm talking some of the veterans, Joel, Miles, with that whole situation in the spring. Maybe that was the pitch that, hey, we're rolling with Joe, and we know what we're going to expect with him, and we're trying to get some of that magic, that playoff magic that he brought here a few years ago. And that was the sell, and that's what we're going to hope to find out.
John Greco with us right now, talking Browns. So after Flacco, obviously it's Dylan Gabriel right now as the number two. Dylan was all over the place this camp, had some really, really rough moments for a while, then kind of blossomed the week of Philadelphia. And then we saw it kind of come to a head this last preseason game where, you know, he had some formidable drives, some nice throws. Also, you know, was at times a little inaccurate too. So you saw a mixed bag overall. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. And sometimes we just have to take a step back. And Browns fans and media, you know, we've been in this situation since the three of us were born. And we're so hungry for a winning quarterback and someone that can just be the chosen one and the guy that we can put up a statue of, you know, on the lakefront and just be our savior. And sometimes we just have to take a step back. You know, Dylan Gabriel's a third round draft pick. I think it's a little bit unfair and unrealistic to assume that he's just going to come in and look like, you know, Andrew Luck or somebody that's a first round pick, a top 10 pick. There's a reason why he wasn't a first or second rounder. So what does he give you, though? I think, you know, you started to mention some of the things, and we've talked about them on your show. He's a very smart football player. He's very in tune with the offense. He can lead. He can execute. He's a quiet leader, someone that's organized, can make the accurate throws, can get rid of the ball on time, which is very, very important in today's NFL because there are some absolute dogs on the other side of the ball rushing the passer. So, you know, yes, does he have, you know, is he not the ideal height? Of course. But can he be a smart player and overcome some of those challenges? I think so. And when this offensive line is healthy, I think that they are going to give him adequate time, or whoever's back there, adequate time to deliver. And the question really remains is, what about the weapons and the guys in that room on the field surrounding him? Are they going to get open and make enough plays to give any of these quarterbacks a chance to succeed? But that's kind of what I see from Dylan Gabriel. Of course, he had kind of a rocky preseason, as any rookie quarterback would. As you know, how rare is it that you see a quarterback, or especially a rookie, come out and just be lights out from day one? I think it's rare, and I think it's kind of unrealistic to expect that, especially out of a third rounder. So I'm excited to see what he has and what his future holds. And I know the guys in that offensive room love him. They like the way he prepares. They like his leadership qualities and characteristics. And I think he hopefully has a bright future.
All right, let the record show. We've talked about Kenny Pickett first because of the news. We then moved on to Joe Flacco. And then it was Kenny Pickett's time. So Shedeur Sanders,
How dare you?
Your thoughts.
Look, where he is on the depth chart right now and what we saw out of him on the preseason, you know, I feel bad that it ended the way it did for him. It kind of skidded out of there toward the end of the preseason, and he had some tough plays. And I will kind of echo what I just said about Dylan Gabriel. I mean, you're seeing a guy that was taken in the fifth round who, you know, shows flashes, who I think could be a quality NFL quarterback, but, you know, he's got to kind of get away from some of those things that we saw on tape, drifting back out of the pocket. And I know a lot of people are arguing about the guys that were in front of him, the offensive line, with a lot of those guys, you know, not going to be on the team or not going to see, you know, a lot of action on Sundays. But you just saw things where, you know, when he had success earlier in the preseason, we talked about some of the things that I was telling you guys that made him successful, in the pocket, being firm in the pocket, trusting the guys around him. It looked like he was a little bit shaky in this last preseason game, and rightfully so. There was flashes of other teams' helmets all over the place. So, you know, I don't blame the guy, but, you know, you can't retreat like that, and it's not college anymore, and it's not Tecmo Bowl. You can't just run back 20 yards and give up sacks. It makes everybody look bad, and then people want to just point fingers. But, you know, he is where he is on the depth chart. He's going to be on this roster. We're going to hope to see him develop over the year. And who knows, maybe he's going to get an opportunity earlier than later. We don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully Joe Flacco's in there and they're, you know, competitive and winning games and in the mix and in the question. And we're talking about, you know, competing. But he is where he is right now. Moving into week one, it's going to be put to bed, and he's just going to be in the meeting rooms preparing for each week and preparing for each opponent. He's going to see how you do that in season from Joe Flacco and see how you get on that regular schedule and learn and become a better pro. And I think that he's a guy that now, you know, is probably hungry for that next opportunity. Maybe that left a bad taste in his mouth in that last preseason game, and rightfully so. So the next time we see him, it won't be next preseason where it's the fourth string offensive line against, you know, fourth string defensive line. He's going to be in there with some dogs. So, you know, I'm excited for that next opportunity, but hopefully it's later than sooner.
What goes through it? John Greco joining us on the show. What goes through the veteran's head once you begin the youth movement at that position at quarterback? What goes like for like Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick, Joel Batonio, Jack Conklin? What are they thinking?
Yeah, they've been around that tree. So, you know, when you're on the offensive line and a guy goes down or is replaced or decisions are made or whatever have you, and you have a young guy in there, your attention to detail has to improve. And I don't want to say your play style has to change, but there's talk in the offensive line room, and the position coach knows it. I mean, he comes in and he says, "Hey, look, we got to hold our blocks a little bit longer. We have to execute better. We have to be sharper. We're probably going to see some more elaborate defenses, some different looks to try to confuse a young quarterback," because Joe Flacco has seen literally every defense and blitz and pressure and situation imaginable. But has Dylan Gabriel, has Shedeur Sanders? No. So if those guys are in there, that's what offensive linemen can expect. They can expect junk on defense, and they're going to have to respond and react and pick it up, because their job then becomes so paramount in protecting this guy, keeping him upright, and giving him a chance to execute. And that's really what their mindset is. It's as easy as that.
John Greco joining us here on the Fan Hotline. All right. Was there anybody who stuck out to you offensively, defensively in the preseason that we should be paying attention to?
Well, you know, being a Mac guy, Harold Fannin, obviously didn't get a whole lot of reps, but I'm really excited about him. Obviously the
does he make it? I'm going to point this question to a different direction. If things ain't going our way, does he make it easier to trade away David Njoku halfway through the year?
Putting you on
the spot.
That definitely, you know, that conversation will definitely make their decision easier. Yes. More difficult. I think that comes on the table. As we've heard David Njoku's name around trade deadline now the past few years, But yeah, if you start to see a young star developing, or someone that's shining and catching passes and being able to block, and being a weapon in the red zone, which I think is really hamstrung this offense in recent years, because they've been able to move the ball. We've seen that, but you know, scoring six instead of three or missing three has been the issue. So yeah, if you have a young guy that's in there, it could be have a bright future and be a star in this league. Yeah, of course, you know, that creates conversations for guys that are, you know, starting to get a little bit older and they're getting more expensive by the year. In particular, when you have a situation where this team is in the cap, yeah, definitely that creates a conversation. So I'll talk about a guy. This is low hanging fruit. Aiden Huntington, you know, obviously I saw Baldy breaking him down. I was listening to the guys on the radio, and they were going crazy, and it seemed like that guy was all over the field. So in a room defensively where, you know, we need them to be the strength and we need that position group to lead and stay healthy, having a young guy that's an undrafted free agent could be a bright spot and come in and provide depth and maybe disrupt some opposing offensive lines and hit some quarterbacks. I think that would be huge. So that was a guy that impressed me, and being a Matt Guy Herald fan, and even though he went to Bowling Green, I'm excited about his future.
Hey, if Ethan Posa can't go in the opener, how big of a deal is that?
That's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. Ethan has you know, been a quality starter, a veteran, a guy that has led this offensive line now for a while. These guys are used to playing with, especially in week one, that's something that you want to get right, where it's right out of the gate. That's the last thing you want to have to worry about, a center cornerback exchange. Now, obviously, Joe Flacco has played with a ton of different centers, so I don't think that would be an issue. But anytime you're in week one where you really don't have a lot of tape on the opposing team, now, obviously, Cincinnati's a divisional foe, you know what you're going to get. They know the personnel, but you really want to be as buttoned up as you can and have the center, the guy that's leading the offense and making the calls on the field, be confident and prepared and ready. So, you know, if he's ready to go, you know, how's his health? Is he moving at 100% or 90%? But if not, if he's not in there, is the guy behind him ready to lead the offense and make all the calls? And in pressure situations when the defense is moving, adjusting last second, last minute, right before the snap, is he getting guys in the best spots to pick up pressures, to pick up blitzes? Time will tell. I'm excited. But, yeah, it's a big deal.
John, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Guys, next Tuesday we will be close. I'm excited. Great talking to you.
John Greco on the Fan Hotline. Bright light.
Oh, you look like a jack-o'-lantern.
Wait till he dresses up for Halloween.
Oh, we're doing a whole... I'm going to do a whole week of shows.
Wait till I'm Christopher Columbus on Columbus Day and we get the hate.
You ain't going to do that, are you?
I mean, I emcee the parade. What am I supposed to do?
If you want to do it, you go right ahead and do it.
There were no protesters last year.
Well, if you keep that conversation up, there'll be plenty. How do you feel that Tommy DeVito was cut?
Kenny putting the flashlight back in.
Because I have a whole array.
That's the end of this bit.
I have all types of things over here. I'm basically Carrot Top now on the Fan.
Bring the chest out that we've got in the back. Has Mitch prepared the chest?
I thought it was weird you brought that giant Q-tip in this morning, but now I get it.
Here come the bobbleheads.
Here's Les.
Be careful. Don't break that.
I'm not going to hurt this thing. Go to hell. I mean, I'm not going to hurt it.
We had a former employee who stole like seven of those out the door. And the best one was the De Sagana Jop Russian stacking dowel.
The worst was Kenny brought in his Brett Favre, which for all we know, Brett Favre came and took it. But he brought in his Brett Favre bobblehead, and it got stolen and then sold. For all I know, I bought his bobblehead back for him from eBay, and I don't even realize it. Because I was like, that'll make a great Christmas gift for Kenny. I'll get him a new Brett Favre bobblehead. And for all I know, I probably bought his own bobblehead.
It was the old bobblehead that was stolen.
I probably bought his own bobblehead for him. All right, give me 30 seconds to explain that Kenny Pickett is an Andrew Berry miss.
Oh, boy.
Kenny Pickett was hurt for part of the preseason, correct? Correct, 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 correct.
4 days in.
How many quarterbacks did we start the season with, the preseason with? Man, my eyes, I should not have done that with that flashlight. How many quarterbacks did we start the preseason with?
Do yourself a favor. Don't do the Boomer Esiason voice.
How many did we start with training camp? Four. What was our big complaint? They were taking away reps from everybody. Precious, precious reps. In the grand scheme of things, were those precious reps not better used on Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders? Andrew Berry miss anybody? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared for Saturday's game? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared with every rep counting? Every single rep counting instead of mental reps? Would they not be more prepared, better prepared for the regular season? I dare ask you. So let me say this. Is it an Andrew Berry miss, even though they got a fifth round pick back? Because in the grand scheme, he never played in a game for the Browns. He only practiced for the Browns. It's a miss. Champions pose.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I didn't even realize it.
It is. Now, is it all their fault?
It's not the reason that
case?
You'd fire him, but
yeah, if he would have been healthy, I could easily make the argument that he'd be starting against Cincinnati. So it's not all Andrew Berry's fault.
A lot of things.
But it also did, and I think most...
Then it becomes an Andrew Berry miss.
Well, can most recognize that this was...
Because I could have just kept the fifth round pick, cut DTR, and given those reps to the other two, to the kids.
The four quarterback camp, and I know it was unfortunate, but then they had to bring in another quarterback, and then he ends up getting the two-minute drill rep, whatever, at the end of that preseason game. It never made sense to me because I felt like you're running this like a college situation where they had simultaneous football fields going. And that's just not the way to evaluate.
It looked like a youth football camp.
Yeah, to evaluate professional quarterbacks, especially when you have three young ones. You know, people forget, Kenny Pickett is young. You know, while the two of us don't think he's going to be starting for anybody long term in the NFL.
Nope.
You know, he's still young and he was a first round pick. And yeah, he does have a over 500 record. We think he stinks. but his career is not over.
Tim Tebow's over 500.
That's true. That's true. Bernie Kosar right at 500.
Yeah, but Bernie Kosar was really good at one point.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett.
Heck yeah.
Kenny Pickett didn't fit to wear to wash Bernie's underwear as a quarterback. Call it what it is.
Yeah.
So is so you agree with me? This is surprising.
I do think it is. Now, in the end, like,
am I being ticky tack?
I do want to say
it is
like,
ticky tack. I'll
right
say that
now, and it's easy to say this on August 26th before they've played an actual real game. I am excited for Andrew Berry's rookies. I think it's the first time I can say that. I don't think I've ever been able to say that. So hopefully they actually do. They look like they're an opportunity. They have the chance to contribute right away too, because not only they get drafted, they're starting.
Like, yes.
And Harold Fannin might not call him a starter, but he's gonna get a ton of opportunities.
So I'm not trying to be nasty about like, but I do think that anybody who like I'm trying to poke holes in my own argument here, and it's like okay, you wanted to kick the tires on it. How many people whose last name was not Pickett or are Pitt fans or work for Pitt football thought that Kenny Pickett could be a franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Did anybody think that? So was he the first name that we did not – was he or was he not the first name that we brought up to trade when we talked about trading quarterbacks?
Yeah.
He was the first name that we brought up to trade. So I can look at it and go, at the end of the year, I hope that we're saying great things about Aiden Huntington – and obviously the draft picks and Carson Schlesinger and Mason Graham, and I hope so. But you cannot say that that's not a miss. I think it's an error. It's not the biggest argument. It's not the biggest knock against him. It's not what you would fire him for, but it is a knock against him. That you had reps that went to a guy that you were willing to trade for a fifth-round pick at the end of camp who never suited up for you because of hamstring injuries, and he still practiced with a hamstring injury.
Yes, he did.
So he still took reps away from your pups.
Remember, he got back in with the ones. You know, that was, I remember some of the reporting.
If we find out it was a Kevin Stefanski move, because we don't know who has power on certain things. If we find out it was a Kevin Stefanski move, then it's a Kevin Stefanski miss.
I remember.
I won't know until the end.
I remember after the Carolina week, Zach Jackson was like, well, this is interesting. He's injured, but getting reps with the ones. So I guess next week Pickett's probably going to. And then, you know, he's still out with the injury. So none of it made sense.
216-474-0092. I want to get to something else here in a second, but I want to get to Trent in Fort Worth, Texas. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Hello, Trent.
Man, I've been missing you guys. I've been busy, but listen, you guys were Shedeur Sanders to me. I had a bunch of shows listened to. Your other teammates on the station, and I made my cuts, and you guys are it, man. You guys are in. So I'm loyal to you guys now, but let me tell you something.
Thank you, Trent.
Let me tell you something, man. I will say this. You know, I'm from New York. I did some work in Buffalo at a GR550. And I watch quarterbacks when Buffalo is going through a hard time. But let me tell you something about Shedeur. I never said he should start the first week. I knew he had work to do. But how funny do people switch up? He had one bad preseason with a third-team line and looked bad. If Dylan, he's going to go through the same thing, guys. He's going to go through the same thing. And my question to you guys is this. First-round picks aren't a guarantee. You have two guys here. I still think Shedeur could pan out better than Dylan, but Dylan's looking great. But my point, this whole situation was, the whole Pickett trade made me mad.
Shedeur made you mad?
Because Shedeur got reps taken from him, and then finally a call up to him. And the only thing I have a problem with Kevin Stefanski was, it's almost like if you put any of those quarterbacks behind what Shedeur did, and Shedeur compounded a lot of it on his own, but my gosh, he had no time, and I was like, how is this an evaluation? But Shedeur's going to be good. Dylan's going to be decent, but let me ask you a question. If you're Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur, and you know they're foaming at the mouth for these quarterbacks for next year, are we in the same problem next year?
You mean like Shedeur's here, and then we'll have a new rookie and Dylan Gabriel? I mean, yeah, we're gearing up for that too because, you know, you're going to take a rookie. I don't know who it's going to be. And you're probably going to still have Shedeur, probably going to still have Dylan Gabriel. So it just starts another conversation all over again. Like, I agree with you. Like, one preseason game doesn't wreck a career, at least for a quarterback, in at least in our situation.
Yeah.
But I also say, all right, you know, what's it say? Like, can I try to look at it glass half full? Now, this is me trying to be rosy here. Okay, yeah. Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, because let's throw the Carolina game in there as well. The rookies played well enough where you could put them 2 and 3 in the depth chart because, hey, Kenny Pickett was the first guy they got. So Kenny Pickett was the guy that they intended on starting the season with, and you just traded him yesterday for a fifth-round pick. So that's also a bit of a miss. But If I want to be rosy about it, hey, Dylan played well enough to give them confidence. Shador played well enough to give them something that there's future confidence in, and you got Joe Flacco who looked really good. So that's not it's not all done. It's not all done. I'm not ready to go beat on them yet for it, but you know, when we talk about these reps here, if reps are so damn important, then yeah, you gave reps to a guy who nursed a hamstring injury, and then you trade instead of your rookies.
Right, right. And real quick, guys, I've been watching the Sanders on their podcast and stuff since Jackson State. Let me tell you something. Here's where I feel bad for Shador. It's his father, his brother Bucky, mostly. He's the nicest one out of all of them. He's, you know, he may flash his chain and all that. He's young. But as far as, like, bringing stuff onto himself, guys, and people who never watched him who want to chime in and talk about this kid, it's not him. It is so much his father and his brother, Bucky. Now, Bucky just posted something now when Shador got cut.
Are you talking about Deion Jr.? Are you talking about Deion Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. 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 All right. He posted something like, sue the NFL. It's going to come back on Shador, but Shador has nothing to do with that, but he takes most of the heat of it, you know?
Yeah, because he's the most famous one. Trent, thank you very much for the call. Now, I agree. He's the most famous one of them, of the kids. And Deion's obviously, I mean, he's the patriarch of the family. And Deion said a lot of things, and he's been able to back it all up. He won at Colorado. He won at Jackson State. And in his NFL career, he was able to back everything he said up. He threw water at Tim McCarver. He was still able to back it up. And but he's always been able to cash the checks his mouth writes. Now, it might backfire when it comes to the kids, but I don't see him. Deion has not said anything nasty about anything here. Yeah, maybe the draft was a little bit, but I'm not sure.
What is it? I've been really curious. Without saying Deion, all right, and without talking about the national media and all their agendas or the grifters that are out there, what is it that you don't like about Shador Sanders? And since he's become a Cleveland Brown, he's been to how many community events? He's shown up to high school football games and seems to be having a great time in doing so. He has been doing workouts all over in the community, right? What is it that you don't like about him? Is it because he wears a chain? I mean, it's 2025.
Honestly,
the phone lines are open. Like, what is it? Because to me, if anything, he has been so quiet. He has not force-fed any kind of nonsense. The stuff has come with him because of his appeal. And I think some of his fan base, I think some of them, like, yeah, they're after us every day, you know, depending on the day. It depends.
I think some of it is, I think some of it is he does have a very, very, very strong fan base. And they are very reactionary to anything that can be even conceived.
Don't hold it against him, though.
But I think they do. I think that people, because they get in these online fights with people, I think they hope for his downfall. I think the other thing is, and I think that a lot of people had to battle this, is that, like it or not, his father changed the way we look at college football. His father changed the way we look at the entire landscape of it. There are guys who grinded it out for 20 years for their shot to be the head coach at a Sun Belt school. And Deion is Deion and went right from a television desk.
Fast track.
To Jackson State, was there for 2 years, got that program humming, and then went to Colorado. And there were a lot of people going, okay, now you're with the big boys and you're...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
One of the bad programs in college football, and then got that thing turned around. I think there's a lot of jealousy with his father when it comes to the world of football, because he was a trash talker when he was young, and he was a great player, and you couldn't say nothing to the guy. And now he's a trash talker as a head coach, and people root for his downfall, and you really can't say much to the guy because the standard at Colorado is different. You know, if he would have taken the Florida State job and turned in the year they had last year, maybe people could say something like
that.
Not good
enough.
But Colorado being flat on its ass for most of a decade before he got there, I think a lot of people were kind of expecting a downfall, and then they were surprised and angered that it was a lot better than what we thought it was going to be. Dave Portnoy, a Barstool Sports and Fox Sports, ain't allowed in the stadium. What the hell's going on down there in Columbus, Tone?
It's amazing.
You've gone soft, according to a lot of people out there.
They have gone soft.
You're not allowed. What was the first thing you ain't allowed to do? Oh, they're introducing legislature to change the times of kickoff.
Oh, yeah, you to get it out of the big noon
you
kickoff.
You got big government getting involved trying to change that, and now you got Dave Portnoy being banned from the stadium.
Well, Dave Portnoy is a provocateur, Kenny, and a lot of his content during college football season revolves around him ripping into Ohio State and doing it in a way that can be very entertaining, without a doubt. But now he got elevated to this role with Fox that has the games, that obviously has their on-location show. We were going to be talking to Brady Quinn, so we'll ask Brady about it, right? We'll have, you know, at times, Urban Meyer, who we had on last week, he's on that show. And Charles Woodson has been on that show. So they've always represented or had representation from the different schools. And I think they brought in David Portnoy because of the Barstool crowd. Like, you never know what he's going to say. And I think he is amazingly entertaining. He'll throw stuff out there when it comes to sports, news, culture, politics, anything. He throws it all in there, and he has had some incendiary things to say about Ohio State. And so Ohio State's like, we don't want him coming. He's also a Michigan booster, we should add. And he's also dangled all sorts of money to get other players so that they can, for the express purpose of beating Ohio State. And he is always trolling Ohio State at all times. This is why this is great.
He's not being allowed to come into the stadium because he trolls Ohio State?
Yeah, he's also...
That's pretty...
He's a booster. You know, Urban Meyer is not a booster for Ohio State yet, even though it's funny, he has raised money, I'm sure. He's probably spoken at events, but he's not paying players to go to Ohio State the way that Portnoy is
wait,
to Michigan.
So wait, any booster who from a Michigan can't go to the Ohio State-Michigan game?
I don't know
then?
What their policy is.
Is that their policy?
But I think they're adding up everything together. He's openly mocking Ohio State every chance he gets. He trashes the fan base. He trashes, you know, people that are in the program. Well, they have a hefty contract with Fox. Remember, they are partners. So I'm sure they voice their displeasure at having somebody who trashes their program every day come on television, which is supposed to be an infomercial for the conference and for the teams in the conference.
He's a fan of one of the teams in the conference.
But he's not exactly promoting Ohio State. And so they're like, well, we don't want this. Well, I think it's absolutely great is because just to see the look on Ken's face, as much as Dave Portnoy is going to rub it in and be a troll, and appeal to the trolls like Ken, who hates Ohio State, it is great to see people like Ken get worked up over this.
Michigan
fans like Ken,
here we go.
Who are watching from all over the country on YouTube right now, and to see that look in Ken, see how pissed off Ken's getting.
Let me read.
For the rivalry, and it's absolutely great because Dave Portnoy is going to go out in the parking lot.
Well, now I'm thrown off.
And they're going to do the segment right there outside of the horseshoe.
Ross Dellinger writes, Ohio State did not ban Dave Portnoy. AD Ross Bjork tells Yahoo Sports. Bjork confirms that Fox decided Portnoy would not be on the main desk of Noon Kickoff, and those not on the desk do not normally appear on the field. These are Fox decisions, he emphasized.
Yeah, with heavy influence from, let's be honest,
Conspiracy afoot.
Is without a doubt the show. I mean, Michigan is two. Ohio State's number one when it comes to Fox, this agreement. Everything surrounding the Big Ten.
Why wouldn't he just do like every other Michigan fan and get a job on the coaching staff and then, you know, buy a ticket on the secondary market?
Yeah, that's all he has to do. Then he can start filming and then disseminate it to the coaching staff. Then the coaching staff can pretend, we don't know where the information came from.
Is that the gimmick?
And then win a national championship.
But
is that
the gimmick of what they could do? Could he all of a sudden be like, let's go to Dave Portnoy, who's now in Section 237. It's like, what?
I'm sure
is
they
that
would.
What they're selling? Now, it would be. See, the reason I've liked Big Noon Kickoff is I've matured a little bit. Where I really did. Lee Corso is the godfather of college football on sports college football television. I think that it just became too bubbly, too. Like, let's get this great. It's just too much. I really thought it was a child's program.
What, because they went to 3 hours?
And they had to fill it. And I like Tom Rinaldi, but once you got past the Tom Rinaldi make you cry stories, then it just became
and a story. And he's now on Fox.
This is cute, and that is cute, and this is cute, and that is cute. And I go, I'm done. So when I first saw Big Noon Kickoff, I go, here's serious guys giving me some football here before this game starts. I like this. Now, Dave Portnoy does entertain me, but if it does become this carnival sideshow, then I guess I'll just go away from it because, I don't get a lot of chances watching anyway because we got the whole, you know, youth football thing that I dare not speak of or Lima's going to start texting my boss over. But other than that, I'd like to see some real breakdown of the games getting ready to be played later on today. Yes.
Look at your chat.
What? Oh, hold on.
We should mention it.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought we had like hardcore breaking news here. Okay, no, okay.
But it is breaking news.
Browns are trading.
Wait a minute.
Breaking Browns news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
The Browns trade. Cleveland is trading with the Rams for offensive tackle Leviston, KT Leviston, and giving up a seventh in 2028. 2028?
Hey, when you don't bring any of your starters with you and you fly into Cleveland and stay for 18 hours, sometimes you come away trading one of your guys back.
2028? Is this the NBA?
So, all right. So, again, Portnoy is entertaining to me. And I do think that if somehow they cobble together a segment where he's on the outside of the shoe or he's trying to tailgate with Michigan fans right around the Ohio State fans, I think that could be good.
That could be entertaining. But I like it dotted in a little bit. Like when Shane Gillis was on and he called him, he called Nick Saban Alabama Jones and Nick Saban wasn't having it. I love that. Yeah. I thought that was great. If Dave Portnoy, I mean, if you take it over the top and it just becomes something ridiculous, well, then we're going to jump the shark and then that's going to be the end of it. But I enjoy it. And my problem was, man, Tone, you put me in an impossible spot. Because I'm not an Ohio State fan. I don't hate Ohio State, but I'm not an Ohio State fan anymore. I'm an observer of college football. And man, I was all ready to get past you trying to make me out to be some Michigan fan, which I'm not a Michigan fan at all. And I was ready to call Texas soft this week. And now I can't call Texas soft because one of the most annoying things that I ever find in college sports is how sensitive they get over the horns down thing. Now, you can't do that on television, and it's a 15-yard penalty if you do horns down in the end zone when you score on them. And they act like you just assaulted their grandmother and threw her down the stairs
because
you do
stuff.
Horns down. I love horns down.
Yeah, I think that's all part of what makes college football so much fun is that the fan bases can take it the extra mile. The alums, they truly hate each other.
I wanted Jeremiah Smith to score a 75-yard touchdown on the first drive and then go right there and do horns down right there in the end zone, and it would have been a great moment for everybody. And now Fox is apparently banning Dave Portnoy, even though...
Although it's interesting, you brought up Shane Gillis. He was at the desk when that happened. I'm pretty sure that was inside the stadium.
One of the great lines ever.
Yeah,
so he is not a Fox employee.
It made it even better than Nick Saban would not put it over and look like he was upset over
it. So Ohio State...
It contradicts what Ross Bjork said about Fox's policy.
Ohio State is a 2.5-point favorite against Texas in this game. I have no idea what to expect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.